Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building an advanced pirate radio breakdown in Ableton Live 12 for drum and bass, and we're doing it the right way, not as a dead stop, but as a controlled collapse of energy. Think of this section like a late-night transmission. The tune is still alive, still locked to the grid, but the signal is drifting, gritty, and unstable. The listener should feel tension, not emptiness. So instead of simply muting the drums and hoping atmosphere carries the moment, we're going to shape the whole breakdown as a series of state changes. First, set your breakdown zone in arrangement view. Usually this will be 8 or 16 bars after the first drop, or before second drop if you want a bigger narrative arc. Don't start by deleting parts. Start by planning the energy curve. In a strong pirate radio breakdown, the first few bars still carry some clip drum residue and maybe the tail of bass. Then the signal narrows, becomes more band limited, and starts to feel less stable. After that, tension rebuilds through movement and broken rhythm, before the final bar or two opens up again to cue the return. That phrase-based thinking matters a lot in DNB, because at 174 BPM the ear adapts quickly. If nothing changes for too long, the section goes flat, so we want evolution every couple of bars, not a giant static wash. Now let's build the broadcast bed. Take a chopped drum loop or a resampled break from your own track and put it on an audio track, then start processing it with stock Ableton devices. A really solid chain here is EQ8, saturator, redux, auto filter, glue compressor, and utility. High pass the loop somewhere around 90 to 150 Hz so it stays out of the subzone. Add a bit of saturation for bite, then use redux to reduce bit depth and sample rate for that dirty, worn transmission feel. After that, use auto filter to band limit the sound and keep the movement narrow at first. You can finish with a light glue compressor and maybe a utility to narrow the image early in the breakdown. A good coach tip here is to think in signal states, not just automation. Start with something relatively intact, then move to slightly degraded, then unstable, then nearly lost, and finally recovered. That makes the breakdown feel intentional. Also, don't sweep, only cut off. Try changing resonance, drive into the filter, and stereo width after the filter. That way it sounds like the transmission itself is changing, not just an EQ curve moving around. If the loop gets too thin, layer in a quieter noise bed or a bit of room tone underneath, but keep it controlled. The goal is grime with purpose, not mush. Next, let's handle the bass. In a lot of DNB breakdowns, the sub doesn't disappear completely. It just becomes implied, selective, or displaced. That is a big part of why the drop return hits so hard. Split your bass into layers if you can, a clean mono sub, a mid bass or res layer, and maybe a texture layer for harmonics. For the sub, keep it simple. A sine wave from operator or wave eatable is perfect. Keep it mono, keep it clean, and let it show up only on key notes if needed. For the res layer, detune it slightly and automate a low pass filter over the course of the breakdown. You might start around 180 Hz and rise toward 1.8 kHz over 8 bars, depending on how bright you want the section to feel. Add subtle chorus or phaser motion if you want extra instability, but do not smear the sub. The upper bass can widen a little, but the low end should stay disciplined. A really effective move is to make the bass breathe instead of fully phrase. First 4 bars, maybe just sub accents. Next 4, bring in the filtered res. Final 4. Add a syncopated answer phrase or a pickup into the return. That creates call and response, which is very natural in dark DNB. Now for motion. Ableton Live 12 gives you plenty of stock ways to make the breakdown feel alive. Use automation in small clusters rather than one giant sweep. For example, a 2-bar rise, then a 1-bar dip, then a 2-bar rise with more distortion, then a final signal loss moment. That is much more musical than one long filter ramp. You can also use shaper for stutters or gated motion, echo for short filtered throws, and reverb for tail end space. If you want that pirate radio wobble, keep it subtle. Short delays, tiny gain moves, and a bit of timing instability on selected hits go a long way. The key is that the station sounds like it's drifting, not collapsing into chaos. Now let's chop the drums into a proper broken rhythm narrative. Take a break and slice it into simpler, or use a top loop and chop it manually. Keep a few anchor hits in place. Let a ghost snare, a hat tick, or a reverse snare into the next phrase. In bars 1 and 2, keep it sparse. Bars 3 and 4, add a little more movement. By bars 5 and 6, bring in a small fill or a denser fragment. Then in the final bars, flip into a half-time or half-bar feel so the rebuild lands with more impact. If the drums start fighting the bass, Use EQ8 to cut the low end of the break around 120 to 180 Hz. Let the sub own that zone. You can use drum bus lightly on the drum group too, but keep it controlled. A bit of drive, a little crunch, maybe some transient emphasis, but don't crush it. The breakdown can be rough, but it still needs hierarchy. Now bring in the pirate radio character. This is where voice, noise, and identity come in. Use a few source elements, a station ID, a spoken phrase, a vocal shout, static, hiss, distant ambience, or a short impact. Process the voice with EQ8, maybe high pass around 120 Hz and low pass somewhere between 5 and 7 kHz. Then add a bit of saturator or overdrive for edge, plus a short dark echo and a small or medium reverb. For extra authenticity, resample that vocal phrase and warp it slightly off-grid. You can even pitch it down a few semitones for menace. The trick is to place the voice carefully. One strong phrase near the end of the breakdown can say more than constant chatter the whole time. Use it like a memory cue, something that tells the listener the station is still there. And now the mastering aware part, which is crucial. Don't make the breakdown so dense, bright, or compressed that it sounds bigger than the drop at the same monitoring level. Always check it against the drop. The breakdown should feel energized, but it should still leave room for the next section to hit hard. Keep the master chain conservative. If you're using glue compressor or EQ on the master or premaster, keep it very light. Use utility for a mono check if you need to, but avoid overprocessing just to force intensity. A great trick is to let the final bars open up a little in the top end while slightly reducing return sends. That creates a cleaner runway into the drop. Then, just before the return, cut the sub briefly or near mute it on the last pre-drop beat. That tiny absence can make the drop feel physical. When you rebuild the drop, make the contrast obvious. Maybe the next section brings a new bass answer phrase, a heavier drum layer, or a cleaner tonal center. You can even leave one tiny echo of the breakdown inside the drop, like a vocal chop or a filtered bass pickup, so the transition feels connected rather than random. That is how you make the breakdown part of the story. If you want to push this further, here are a few advanced variations to try. One version can feel like transmission collapse, where the groove starts stable and ends in near silence. Another can be an illegal broadcast bounce, where the rhythm stays strong while the tone gets dirtier. You can also build a ghost signal call and response, where one bar answers the next with vocal, bass, drum, and static fragments, or try a double degradation arc, process the same audio twice, once warm and mid-focused, then again thinner and more brittle and crossfade between them over time. The biggest mistake is usually overdoing the low-end cleanup too early. If you kill the sub completely right away, the breakdown can lose its power. Another common issue is making everything dirty all the time. If every element is degraded, there's no contrast. Let something briefly sound cleaner before tearing it back down. That contrast is what makes the collapse feel real. So here's the core lesson. A pirate radio breakdown in DNB is not a dropout. It's a tension chamber. It should feel damaged, unstable, and late night dangerous, but still musically locked. Use modular automation, careful low-end management, broken rhythm, and a few strong identity cues to make the section evolve in four-bar phrases. Keep the master safe, keep the story moving, and leave enough space for the drop to come back with real force. Now build your 16-bar breakdown, resample it, listen back at low volume, and tweak the tension curve until it feels like a signal losing and regaining itself in real time. That's the sound.